morning. This is Max Dirks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have some notes about the approaching DCP acre and SURE enrollment deadlines. Enrollment for the 2012 Direct and Countercyclical, DCP, and Average Cost Revenue Election, ACRE program, began January 23rd and continue through June 1st, 2012. Farmers are encouraged to enroll in the DCP and ACRE programs at your local FSA office prior to the June 1st, 2012 deadline, which is fast approaching. We encourage producers to call in to schedule an appointment. The local offices can then have your contracts ready if you schedule an appointment to sign up during normal business hours. There are a couple of program reminders for 2012. All producers with an interest in DCP base acres must be included on the DCP acre contract and receive a proportionate share of the DCP acre payment for the farm. All producers who receive a share greater than zero on the DCP acre contract must sign the contract no later than June 1, 2012. Farms enrolled in the acre program continue to have direct payments reduced by 20% through the 2012 crop year. Additionally, operators who had farms that were an acre in 2011 need to provide their county FSA office with a copy of their farm's 2011 crop insurance summary sheet as proof of the crop year production for the acre program. The Supplemental Revenue Assistance Program, SURE, which provides benefits for farm revenue losses, also has a June 1, 2012 deadline. Losses due to natural disasters that occurred during the 2010 crop year may be eligible for this sign-up. SURE is available to eligible producers on farms and counties with secretarial disaster declarations, including contiguous counties that have incurred crop production or quality losses of at least 10% or both, and includes all crops grown by a producer nationwide except graze crops. For the 2010 losses, this declaration includes most all counties in southwest Iowa. SURE is also available to eligible producers on any farm in which, for the crop year, the actual production on the farm because of disaster-related conditions is 50% or less than the normal production of the farm. If you have any additional questions on the ACRE, DCP, or SURE programs, contact your local FSA office. Next, some points about 2012 crop certification. Filing an accurate and timely acreage report for all crops and land uses, including prevented and failed acreage, can prevent the loss of benefits from any FSA programs. Accurate acreage reports are necessary to determine and maintain eligibility for various programs, including the Conservation Reserve Program, CRP, as well as the DCP, SURE, and ACRE programs. Acreage reports are considered timely filed when completed by the applicable final crop reporting deadline, which is June 30th in Iowa. Prevented acreage must be reported within 15 calendar days after the final planting date. Failed acreage must be reported before the disposition of the crop. Acreage reports on crops covered by the Non-Insured Crop Disaster Assistance Program, NAP, are due in the county office by the earlier of June 30, 2012, or 15 calendar days before the onset of harvest or grazing of the specific crop acreage being reported. Contact the county FSA office if you're uncertain about reporting deadlines. Late file provisions may be available to producers who are unable to meet the reporting deadlines as required. Reports filed after the established deadline must meet certain requirements to be accepted and may be charged late file fees. And now a note about county committee, COC, nominations. Since COC elections happen only once a year, here's an election process refresher. For election purposes, counties are divided into local administrative areas. These are known as LAAs. Each LAA selects one producer to serve a three-year term on the Farm Service Agency County Committee. Each year, an election is held in an LAA to replace the committee member whose three-year term is expiring. In counties with three LAAs, one seat is up for election. If you're a producer who is a resident in the LAA holding the election, and this year in Cass County, this includes the townships of Washington, Cass, Noble, Pleasant, and Bear Grove, and if you participate or cooperate in an FSA program and are of legal voting age, you may be nominated to serve on the county committee. Individuals may nominate themselves or others as candidates. Nomination form, FSA 669A, is available at your county office or may be downloaded online at fsa.usda.gov. In order to be valid, the nomination form must be signed by the person being nominated, indicating their agreement to serve if elected. The completed nomination form must be postmarked or returned to your county office no later than August 1, 2012. Election ballots are mailed out to the eligible producers beginning November 5. Ballots need to be returned to the county office by December 3. The elected producer will begin their term starting January 1, 2013. Finally, some reminders for CRP producers. Producers participating in the CRP program are reminded for CRP cover maintenance or responsible for CRP cover maintenance. Participants need to maintain practices according to their conservation plan without additional cost share assistance. This includes compliance with state noxious weed laws and control of other weeds not considered noxious if the undesirable vegetation poses a threat to existing cover or adversely impacts other landowners in the area. CRP participants need to receive FSA approval before beginning spot weed treatment during the primary nesting season of May 15 to August 1. Treatment includes spot spraying and spot mowing and is limited to the immediate area of infestation. Producers who completed CRP mid-contract management activities this spring are reminded to turn in their cost share billings to the local office as soon as possible in order to be processed for payment. If CRP mid-contract management was not completed prior to May 15, CRP producers are reminded they need to contact their local FSA office and request an extension to complete the MCM after August 1 and before September 30, 2012. In closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today, or any other questions you may have, contact your local county office. For those producers in Cass County, our office is located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. Thanks, and have a great day.